break I'm looking for. Get behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending. You're tired of pretending. You let them get the best of me.
Last week on Give Me a Break.
Oh, it's Patrolman Mary Beth.
I can't believe it. It is Mary Beth.
Oh, come now. One of your own police women poses naked in the magazine, and you don't know anything about it?
Hey, you're my kind of cop there, Mary Beth.
Hey, Mary Beth, let's you and me commit a moving violation.
Since you're so fond of taking off your clothes, turning your uniform, you're fired.
Fired?
You heard what I said. You're fired.
I'm going to go to the Civil Review Board. I'm going to get my job back because I'm not going to take this lying down.
To Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
All right, I want to know who put this in my bed.
Turncoat? Traitor? Sexist pig?
It's for you, Chief.
People who destroy beauty deserve to die in an ugly, ugly way. And there's nothing quite as ugly as the sight of blood and brains all over a police station wall. Which is exactly how it's going to be here in the next 10 minutes. When I blow you and your station to bits.
Pete!
I left my pencil back in the newsroom. I'll be right back.
Nobody moves or I blow us all sky high right now!
And now, the exciting conclusion of the centerfold on Give Me a Break.
Take it easy, pal.
I'm not your pal. And at exactly 2:30 p.m., I'm going to blow this place so high it's going to rain cops for a week. Which means you all got exactly 10 minutes to say your prayers.
Hey, no, your clock is slow. It's already 23 minutes after 2.
Simpson, do you know what you just did?
Yeah, sure, Chief. I set my watch every morning. There's a lady, I call it the phone company. I think she's got the hots for me.
Shut up, Simpson, or I'll reach out and touch someone.
Freeze, sucker!
Okay, take it easy, huh? Look, why don't we talk this thing over quietly, like two old friends having a little chat. What's your name, son?
None of your business, you scum-sucking pig. Hey! 6 minutes.
Chief, listen, I got an idea. Why don't I talk to him, huh?
Maybe you'll put him to sleep.
Hi there. Hamilton Storm, Channel 6 News. Perhaps you've seen me on TV.
Yeah, you're the creep on the Channel 6 News who keeps trying to look down his anchor woman's dress.
Right. Listen, fella, a thought occurred to me, and I thought I'd like to share it with you.
Well, keep talking, no talent.
No! Ray, no talent. I thought we could make a deal.
Sit down. What kind of deal?
Why don't we do an interview on TV together? So like Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. You'll ask the questions while I look like I've got acid indigestion.
No way.
Got a better idea. Why don't we do a 3-hour movie about your life? We'll even get a big star to play you. What do you think of Richard Simmons?
You can't believe how much you disgust me. Get away from me. No!
I can take it. By the way, you got the time?
4 minutes.
What the hell are we going to do now?
I don't know, Chief. That's hardly time to burl an egg.
We could rush him.
No way. He's got his thumb right on the button.
Listen. Why don't we say, how many people here got a bomb under their coat? And when he raises his hand, you could grab the clock.
Simpson, I believe a piece of the rock fell on your head.
Wait a minute. Why don't we let him talk to his mother? That always works.
Well, that's a great idea, Chief.
Fella, you'd like to talk to your mother?
Nah, she get mad at me. I stole the clock. You, come here.
Me?
You. Where have I seen your face before?
Same place you see it now?
Now, dummy, I mean you look familiar.
Oh. You look a little familiar, too. Weren't you the plum in the Fruit of the Loom ad?
No. I don't even wear underwear.
Oh, my.
I know where I've seen you. I seen you at that singles bar down on Central Street.
The Gab and Grab?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in there a lot.
Me too.
But I always strike out.
Me too. I see a girl up. I don't even know what to say to her.
Me either. Once I get past what's your sign, I'm all cliches.
You know, it's hard to get to know women.
Yeah, sure. That's because they're the opposite sex. It's too bad we're not the opposite sex. I'd say yes to everybody. Like, there's this one girl I am crazy about. But I know she could never go for me. But every once in a while, you know, when I'm sure nobody's looking, I leave a rose in her patrol car.
What do you think I'm doing this for? I figure that if maybe women will pay attention to me if I protest the firing of Mary Beth.
Well, oh, yeah. It's too bad you'll be dead.
Kind of a shame you and I didn't meet before. We could have gone to the Gab and Grab and struck out together. At least we would have had somebody to talk to.
Well, we still could. I mean, you probably gotta do some time for this. Calling the chief a scum-sucking pig is a serious offense. But after you get out, you know.
You mean it?
Sure. I know what it's like to be lonesome. But you gotta give up this blow everybody up business.
I don't know.
Well, you better make up your mind. There's only 7 seconds left.
I don't want to die when I made a new friend. Here, you take it.
Cochran! Don't go get the ballpark! Okay, go!
What did you say your name was?
Simpson. Ralph Simpson.
Come on.
I'm Arnold. I'm Arnold Morrison. I'll see you when I get out, okay?
Get him out. Get him out.
Simpson. Congratulations. Boy, you took a big chance.
You know, Chief, my whole life flashed in front of my eyes. That's when I knew I had nothing to lose.
I'm going to recommend you for a citation.
Oh, gosh, Chief. That's very generous for a person who has no feelings. Chief, could I talk to you for a minute?
Why, of course, Ralph. It's a pleasure to talk to a hero. Yeah, I got these cigars for Christmas, and I only smoke them on special occasions. Have one. Have two.
Oh, thanks, Chief, but I don't smoke.
What are you taking one for?
For my mother.
Well, why not? Now she raised a fine, brave son.
Thanks, Chief, but when you hear what I'm going to say, you're going to want to cut my heart out.
Oh, come on, Simpson. You saved our lives.
Chief, remember our Christmas party? The one where Vogel was Father Time and Mary Beth was the baby New Year?
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing of it is, Mary Beth looks so scrumptious in that diaper. I took her picture and sent it into Joy Girl magazine.
You were the one? Your mother can get her own cigar. How could you be so stupid?
It's the only thing I'm good at. Officer Simpson, what do you want? Oh, yeah, well, I'm very sorry. I didn't know it was you, your mayorship. Chief, it's the mayor.
Yes, Your Honor. Well, I'm pretty busy. Yes, I'll be right over. I gotta go down to the mayor's office. Simpson, you know where the morgue is?
Yeah.
Well, go down there and wait for me.
All right, thanks.
You wanted to see me, Your Honor?
Yes, Carl. Come in, dear boy. Sit down. Relax.
Thank you.
You must be all shook up after that bomb scare this afternoon.
Oh, I'm fine, Your Honor.
Well, I'm not. I guess I must be too emotional, but I keep thinking of the station in rubble and policemen blown to bits and mangled meter maids. Our budget would have been shot to hell.
Well, your concern is very touching, Your Honor.
Carl, you know the election is only 1 week away.
Now you just have to pucker up and start kissing babies.
Well, the polls show that I am in the lead. And I don't want to be shot down at the last minute by some dim bulb making a lame brain mistake.
What's that got to do with me, Your Honor?
You're the dim bulb. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, that floozy you fired is going to appear before the Civil Service Review Board. And if that bimbo gets her job back, you're going to look like a damn fool.
I can't do anything about that, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, you can. I've scheduled a press conference for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You're going to tell everybody it was all just a little misunderstanding and give that chippy her job back.
I can't do that, Your Honor. What she did was wrong.
You want to deal with right and wrong. Become a priest. My religion is getting elected. And if I lose this election, I'm going to lose my limousine, my chauffeur, and my big fancy office. And if that happens, I'm going to lose you.
So be it. I'm a good cop. I can get another job.
As what, a bag lady? Carl, will you wake up and smell the coffee? This election is like the Super Bowl to me, Carl, and I'm that far away from scoring the winning touchdown. You should be out there blocking your butt off for me, and you're on the sidelines firing a cheerleader?
I had to fire her. She was waving her pom-poms in front of the whole stadium.
Carl, I think you've been playing too long without a helmet. Now, you hear this. You hire that girl back. Well, you're not going to be in the game. You're going to be outside the stadium hitchhiking to the unemployment office.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give that girl her job back. It goes against everything I stand for.
Then sit down.
No, Nell, I'm not taking this sitting down.
Right again. Don't let that jive-talking, back-slapping, gas-bag of a mayor tell you what to do.
You bet I won't.
But I thought that gas bag was your boss.
Amanda, watch your tongue. Have some respect for the office.
Honey, you can't call the mayor a gas bag until you're old enough to vote.
But Dad, he is your superior. I mean, don't you have to do what he says?
No. When your heart tells you you're right, you don't listen to your superiors.
Can I quote that back to you someday?
It doesn't apply to fathers and daughters.
Chief, did it ever occur to you that there might be two sides to the centerfold thing?
Two sides? You mean they photographed her rear end, too?
I mean, two sides to the issue. You know, there are a lot of people out there that don't think Mary Beth did anything wrong.
I'm one of them.
Samantha, just for a minute. Stop thinking about Mary Beth's rear end and think about mine.
Do I really have to?
Look, Chief, nobody likes to admit when they've made a mistake. I take me. When I accidentally burned the roast, do I tell you about it? No. I ground it up and pass it off as meatloaf.
Nell, I'm sworn to uphold the law. That's my job.
Chief, but you're also sworn to uphold the Constitution. And it says that you cannot deny a person a job on the basis of their race, religion, or how much clothing they have on.
What Constitution is that?
The same one that freed the slaves and gave women their rights and then forgot them both.
So if you had your way, you'd have people going to work naked.
Sure would liven up the coffee break.
Yeah, and everyone would know everyone else's business.
You keep out of this. I did what I had to do.
What if you were wrong?
Look, somebody had to make a decision, and I had the courage to do it.
Even Mother Nature makes mistakes. That's why the elephant has to eat with his nose.
Okay, Dave, you're right there. Let's see. The mayor will be over here, and I should be about right in here. Fella, could you get out of the way, please?
Hey.
Instamatics to the rear. Okay. How's this?
Hold it.
You got my best side?
You'll have to bend over. On the air.
Hi there. Hamilton Storm. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from the mayor's office, where we're awaiting a statement from Chief Carl Koniski concerning the future of Mary Beth Sinclair, also known as Page 32. I think I hear the chief coming now. Hold it. Chief, could you please say a few words?
Not now. Later.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A few words from the chief.
Excuse me. Can I have a word with you over here? Now, some of the boys on my staff prepared this statement for you, and we think it'll please everybody, and it touches all the bases.
I don't like anyone touching my bases, Your Honor.
I'm standing here now with someone who can give us a different slant on this story. This is Nell Hopper, one of the chief's closest friends. Nell, how has the chief been holding up under all this pressure?
Are we on TV?
Yes, we are. We're on.
We are on now. All those people looking in now.
Yeah, yes, they are. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm not. You should be. The diamond in your tooth just fell out.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, and all my good friends out there.
You can count all his friends on the palm of one hand.
Now I know the election is only a week away, and I should be out there speaking out on the issues. But there are more important things than getting elected for another term.
Get the shovel out, here it comes.
It is far more important that I spread the oil on the troubled water.
Sounds like a grease job to me, though.
Now, you boys in the press have been kicking this around, and you've been having a pretty good time. But now it's time to get the true story from the horse's mouth.
That's a change. Usually you get it from the other end.
Our loyal chief of police, Carl Kaczynski.
Kaniski.
Of course.
Three days ago, I fired one of my police officers for what I believed was an inexcusable moral offense. I thought her actions were in poor taste and did a lot of harm to the dignity of the department. Well, maybe I was wrong. I'm not saying I was wrong, just maybe. But in this country, you don't convict someone on a maybe. Mary Beth, I apologize. And I welcome you back to the Glen Lawn Police Department. And I make you this promise. I will never again interfere with your right to make a fool of yourself on your own time.
One second, fellas. One second. Carl, could I just have one word with you? That was great, Carl. You know, you're a stubborn mule, but I knew you'd come around to my way of thinking.
Now, you got it wrong, Mr. Mayor. I didn't do that for you. I don't do things like that so you can get elected.
Well, it's too bad. I guess that's why I'm a mayor, and you'll always be an employee.
But right now, there are two things that make me feel terrific.
Uh-huh.
One is my family.
And what's the other one, Carl?
That I'm not voting for you.
Congratulations, Mary Beth. I'm glad you got your job back.
Thank you, Ralph.
You know, I've secretly admired you from afar. Even from a near.
Ralph, was that you who was putting roses in my patrol car?
I hope you didn't sit on me.
I should have guessed it was you.
Listen, have you ever been to a bar called the Gab and Grab?
Are you kidding? That dive where all the creeps hang out?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know some place where we could go?
Ralph, are you asking me for a date?
Not if you're going to say no.
Pick me up at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, what a feeling.